This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Government-led wolf control programs, including the ones in northern British Columbia and northern Alberta in the endangered caribou recovery zones, use helicopters and professional sharpshooters. And those people are supported by biologists who can quickly and efficiently locate the packs by tracking individuals in the pack that have been fitted with GPS collars earlier in the year. They're called Judas wolves, and it's partly what makes the use of helicopters and sharpshooters so efficient. For these programs to improve ungulate populations, they need to be targeting the removal of 80% of the wolves over large geographic areas every year. And even with this intense level of removal, some pack numbers will rebound within a year. So that brings up the question, if that's the case, then does general wolf hunting really make a difference to ungulate populations? The short answer is yes, hunting can make a difference if it's supported by a very specific set of factors and we're cognizant of the scale that we talk about. So let's look at a case study, the role of wolf hunting in British Columbia. So in BC, there's between 5 and 11,000 wolves. In order for general hunting to be making a difference to ungulate populations over large areas of the province, hunters would need to be killing between 4 and 9,000 wolves a year. That's simply not happening. Over the last 10 years, hunters harvest about an average of 700 wolves per year. Last year in the data set was the lowest year in the last decade of only 440 wolves killed by hunters in the province. The numbers of wolf hunters peaked in 2016, but it's been steadily declining ever since then. Hunter success on wolves is very low compared to other big game species. Success is only around 8 to 13%. 8 to 13% of the hunters are successful in taking a wolf. Hunter effort is also getting harder. It's between 100 and 200 days per wolf kill. And that number has been increasing over the last decade. It takes a long time in the field for a hunter to kill one wolf on average. And finally, the BC government actually has a policy that says it will not engage in predator management as a way of increasing ungulate populations for hunters. So if general wolf hunting is going to be an effective wolf management tool, it needs to be supported by a science-based wolf management program. And the foundation of that program needs to be science that provides current data on the wolf populations, specifically at the pack level. And it needs to provide good data on whether or not wolf predation is the limiting factor in achieving ungulate population objectives. There needs to be specific objectives set for the wolf populations, ideally at the pack level. There needs to be monitoring of hunter wolf kills, and there needs to be monitoring of the response of ungulate populations. And finally, to support a science-based wolf management program, hunters need to be able to deliver on the objectives. I see this type of science-based wolf management program in the northern U.S. states, like Idaho, but I don't see it in Canada. What I typically see in Canada is wolf management is simply monitoring the number of wolves killed by hunters to ensure that that is not impacting wolf populations. So the hard truth of the matter here is that in the absence of a science-based wolf management program, general wolf hunting is likely not making a difference to ungulate populations over large geographic areas of Canada. The evidence is pointing to the fact that the most effective wolf management tool is sharpshooters in helicopters over large geographic areas of the country. That's not to discount that hunting can and has been effective at managing wolf populations, but at a very small scale in terrain that's generally more accessible to humans on foot or vehicle. In the big picture, what does this all mean? Everyone should have the right to choose why they hunt, even why they choose to hunt wolves. Contrary to the hunting is only for food narrative, and contrary to the narrative that trophy hunting is bad, hunting for the utility of fur or for trophy are legitimate reasons for hunting under the North American model of wildlife conservation. If they weren't, trapping itself would not be a legitimate form of wildlife use under the North American model of wildlife conservation. So if fur and trophy is legitimate for trapping, in my opinion, the use of fur for utility and trophy for hunting is also legitimate. Wolf hunting, regardless of whether or not it's playing a role in controlling wolf populations, should be a big game hunting opportunity that's available to everybody. Just like deer or moose hunting, there's so much more to the hunting experience than just killing a deer or a moose. There's so much more to wolf hunting than just population control. The bottom line message here is we should all stand together to defend our freedom of choice, to choose to hunt wolves as a big game species, and the freedom to choose why we want to hunt them.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew here at Duck Camp Dinners every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Birds up in the sky.